Happy New Year's, guys! And actually, happy birthday to me. Today is January 2nd. Yes, it is the second day of the new year, and I am 2 for 2. Go me! Anyways, guys, so I'm thinking that I will probably have these podcasts every Sunday and every Wednesday. Does that sound good? It works for me if it works for you. I'm going to write that down. So you will hear from me twice a week and we will have a subject to talk about. And in today's subject, we are actually going to discuss New Year's resolution tips. I highly believe in New Year's resolutions. I know they get a lot of bad reps from a lot of people, but I think the people that they're getting the bad reps from are people who just can't stick to what they told themselves they were going to do. And I really hate when people dog on other people who are like, new year, new me. If you want to do a new year, new me, by all means, do you, boo. What I hate is other people place their judgment on others who want to do things to actively change themselves. I'm sorry, Ben, if you don't want to change yourself, don't look at Susan wrong because she's about that new life and you just want to stay the person that you are. So today I want to discuss what New Year's resolution tips and how to make them so you'll stick to them. I think a problem people have with New Year's resolutions is they think like, okay, on January 1st, I'm going to start running 5 miles a day. Nah, bruh. You got to work up to stuff like that. And when you work up to it, you don't become frustrated with the process and it makes you want to keep doing it more and more. So New Year's resolutions, they aren't about like changing technically bad things about yourself, but more so improving upon yourself and improving your life too. So you have to look at New Year's resolutions like that. And, you know, the resolution is supposed to be done by the end of the year. So my tips are going to help you put into motion how you can make your New Year's resolution happen over a course of months rather than January 1st, we're running 20 miles a day. No, it's not going to happen like that. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to do a brain dump, okay? You can write this on a piece of paper, but my suggestion really is to get buy some note cards, and on the note cards, cut them all in half so you have like double the note cards. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put yourself on a timer for 50 minutes, right? And just do a brain dump of everything in your head that you want to get rid of, or not get rid of, but necessarily that you want to improve upon. So that could be, I want to drink more water. That would be in one card. Another card would say, I want to eat 3 raw meals a day. You put on that on another card. Another card could say, I want to run 5 miles a day. You can put that on another card. One card might say, I want to talk to my friends at least once a week. You know, just dump everything in your head that you want to improve your life on. And then on the front of the card, write what exactly you want to do. Like, I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever, right? And on the back of the card, write why you want to lose that 10 pounds. Why is this important to you? And this is going to come into play. So once you're done with your brain dump after the 50 minutes, you can do this right afterwards, or if you want to, you know, wait a day and come back to it, because you don't want to like put so much pressure onto yourself that day to get it done. Some people are overachievers. I know I'm like that, but sometimes it's better to take a step back. And I would suggest the step back because it kind of clears your head. But when you come back to the cards, what you're going to do is you're going to group them all together, right? So a few of your cards might have said, you know, I want to eat 3 raw meals a week. I want to drink more water. I want to make sure, I lose 50 pounds, right? So the 50 pounds, the drink more water, and the raw foods are all going to go into the same pile. And you can title that health and fitness, right? So you put that in the file, and then what you're going to do after you're done, you're going to look at all the files, and you might have like 3, you might have 53. But then what you're going to do is you're going to pick 3 to 5 different goals that you want to do for the year that you know you can stick to. So another key element of creating resolutions that work are creating resolutions that only depend on what you do. So what I mean by that is this, like, you only want to deal with resolutions that like are you're controlling your control only. So you can control what you eat. You can control what you drink. You can control getting up in the morning. You can't control the weather, right? You can't control other people. You can only control yourself and what you have the ability to work with. So that is something very important. So make sure your resolutions only deal with things that you can do to help improve yourself. And of course, you're going to need people every once in a while, but that will be a case by case basis. And I feel as though you will know when you need to depend on that person, and then you can make adjustments towards that. So if you guys have, you know, examples of how you need to, you know, depend on other people and you want me to kind of discuss that and give my ideas on what you should do, definitely hit me up. I will be more than happy in helping you discuss that. So then, you know, after we pick our goals and we find the 5 that we want to stick to, the next thing we're going to do is this. So you can make your goals and say, hey, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by the end of the year. Okay, well, how are you actually going to do that? How are you going to break your goal up? So the thing that's really important is you have to realize, in order for you to achieve that holy grail of a goal, you have to break it down in sizable chunks for you to make it happen. I'm going to say that again. You have to break them down into sizable chunks for you to make them happen. So for example, you want to run 5 miles a day and, you know, by the end of, I guess, 2019, but you can't start J1 running 5 miles a day, because you might be able to run those 5 miles a day, but you'll find yourself quickly, what's that word I'm looking for? Burnt out on doing it, or you might get frustrated because you can only like make 2 miles in. So you have to break it out in chunks that you can do. So the method I personally use is, you know, a 12-month method or 6-month method. So for running, I would probably use a 6-month method. So you know by July that you want to be able to run 5 miles. And then after July, you just want to maintain the amount of miles that you run a day. So we can say, you know what, January 1st, J1, for the month of January, I'm just going to run 1 mile. And that's it. Then when February comes, you're going to say, you know what, I've spent the last 31 days doing 1 mile. Starting February 1st, I'm doing 2 miles. So you start doing 2 miles. March comes up, you want to do 3 miles. You hitting that 3 mile mark. April, you do 3.5, because again, you want to up it, but you don't want to up it so much that you become frustrated and you give up. So you need to put them in sizable chunks that you know you can obtain. And don't feel frustrated if you don't get it right the first day. You're not supposed to get it right the first day. You're supposed to work to it. And that's the thing that, and even outside of like getting healthy, the thing is, it's like you have to work towards those goals. So make the overall goal that you want to achieve and then break it out by month to see what you can do to obtain that goal. And then once you get to that goal, what do you do at that point to maintain it? So the important part is not only achieving the goal, it is maintaining that goal. And people tend to lose sight of that. So that's why I personally, again, put myself on a 3 to 6 month kind of like month to month goal setting, so I can get to that goal. So when I reach month 3 or month 6, then I'm already there and I can just maintain it for the rest of the year. Because when you maintain it, you're creating repetition and it sticks with you. And that's the most important thing that we want to do. We want it to stick with you. So, by July, you're hitting that 5 mile mark. And then for the next 6 months, you're running 5 miles a day. Now, when it comes to like January 1st, 2020, if you want to like run 7 miles, you can again start achieving your goals through that way. But yeah, so breaking your goals up into sizable chunks will help you obtain the goal that you want to achieve. Now, say for example, like your goal is money. You want to make $50,000 a year in sales from your business. I'm not talking about profit, I'm just talking about sales, y'all, because sales, like profit is like another conversation we'll have to have when I feel more comfortable giving it to you. But let's just talk about making sales because we can make sales. So, in order for you to make $50,000 a year, you have to have 4.2 $100, $4,200 a month in sales, or you can break that down by week. That means you have to create $962 per week in order to help you have $500,000 in sales. So once you have that in mind, you can, do the month-to-month record for sales. That is something that like I would do for all 12 months. Like I have to make $4,200 each month. And when you do that, you would want to plan events for those months. So what if something that a lot of Fortune 500 companies do, they plan out their finances, not for 6 months, not for 3 months. They plan it out for 3 to 5 years. So that's what's super important. You have to plan this shit out for the 12-month course, since we're gonna do this. And when you're planning it out, you have to think about different holidays and different events that are happening inside of that year. Will those holidays and events help your sales or hurt your sales? And how can you build around that so when those holidays come up, you're not negatively impacted? So, for example, if you have a service business, but come November and December, it might get kind of slow for you because people are spending their money instead on that particular service, unless like you're a maid or something, to buying presents and gifts for other people. So you have to keep in mind different things that are going on in that area. If you're a photographer, you have to, and you're for a wedding photographer, you have to remember the height of weddings is like May, June, July, August. And during that time, people are looking for it. So you want to position yourself and create a sales plan that comes up and takes those opportunities because you've already planned out your year. So again, the most important thing for you to do is break down how you're going to achieve these goals. And my suggestion is for you to do it on a monthly basis. Sorry, my throat's getting kind of dry because, of course, I'm talking. And the reason why you want to break down your goals into easy steps is because, again, you don't want to overwhelm yourself for your resolution. Because when you overwhelm yourself, you become frustrated and then you don't want to achieve the goal. So, again, it's super important for you not to become overwhelmed and break out your goal into a set of months. And the great thing about doing it this way is that you will be your own biggest cheerleader. And I think it's really important to tell people, where you're at in your accomplishments. And the reason why you want to do that is because it also helps you stay motivated for your next milestone in your journey. And you know what? Something that really stuck out to me was Snoop Dogg. When he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, he gave props to a lot of people, but another person he gave props to was himself. And he gave props to himself because he didn't give up on himself. He believed in himself. And then when times got tough, he didn't buckle down. He stood up to opposition because if he didn't, he wouldn't have been where he is today. So it's super important for you to give your own self granted for how far you've come. Even if other people can't recognize it, it is very important for you and yourself to recognize where you started and where you're at right now. Do not take your journey for granted. It is something that's helpful and very spiritual to you. All right, guys. So I want to say those are my tips for New Year's resolutions. I might have more coming up. I definitely want to speak to you guys about what you need to do to create a mood board and all that fun stuff, or a vision board. But we'll talk about that maybe next week. Anyways, guys, I hope you had an amazing day. Happy New Year. Happy birthday to me. And I can't wait to speak to you guys in the future. If y'all have any questions, please, please, please leave me a message and I will throw them in the recording and I will answer them, well, accordingly. All right, guys, y'all have an amazing day. Bye.